I'm going to share with you some of the work being done by the member states of the Pan American Health Organization in the pursuit of ensuring injection safety during rubella immunization campaigns in the Americas. As a bit of background information to this work of PAHO, let me briefly point out that during the Council of PAHO, represented by the Minister of Health on behalf of the member states, resolved in 2003 to eliminate rubella and congenital rubella syndrome by year 2010. In 2006, to call member states to implement policies and operational strategies to meet the rubella and congenital rubella syndrome elimination target by 2010. And most recently, just last month, they congratulate all member states and their health workers for their achievements. Currently, in almost all countries in Latin America, rubella and congenital rubella syndrome elimination is in process. This year, Venezuela, Bolivia, Chile, and Haiti are launching their campaigns, and Mexico, Brazil, and Argentina are planning the second stage of their mass immunization campaigns for the next year. Of course, as has been recognized by PAHO Directing Council, there has been a 97.8% reduction in rubella incidence from 1998 baseline level. Being aware of the importance of vaccine safety, countries have been addressing this issue during their mass immunization campaigns. At PAHO, we do realize that vaccine safety is much more than just the use of single-use injection equipment and safety boxes. However, for this presentation, our objectives include the evaluation of the use of single-use injection equipment and safety boxes and analyzing waste management by the countries in the region. To meet these objectives, we gather information through an internet survey responded by the National Expand Program Immunization Manager within the PAHO region. This is the kind of internet survey that was sent to all of you. All countries in the region use single-use injection during the rubella immunization campaigns, and some countries like Mexico, Guatemala, Honduras, Ecuador, and Paraguay use auto-disabled syringes. According to PAHO Revolving Fund for the SPAM Program Immunization, the gap between the cost of auto-disabled syringes and the cost of disposable syringes is getting smaller, and now more countries are using auto-disabled syringes for their routine immunization program. Let me share with you some pictures from the campaigns where auto-disabled syringes were used. These pictures are from the last campaign in Guatemala, just a few months ago. Now, in regards to some of our objectives, at PAHO, we recommend to member states collect the syringes with needle attached. To do this, we suggest using safety boxes, resistant plastic safety boxes, or locally available puncture-resistant car boxes or plastic bottles. In regards to the treatment and disposal option at the district level, we recommend on-site burial, especially in a small and rural local health facility, or provide off-site treatment at a centralized facility and use either an autoclaving or incinerating process. Since the rubella elimination goal was established, the procurement of healthy boxes through the EPI Revolving Fund has increased. Now, safety boxes are part of the equipment that healthcare workers are carrying with them during the immunization campaigns. As you can see from the following photos, boxes were used in soccer stadiums during vaccination inside the buses, and of course in rural areas. More good examples of this. However, EPI managers recognize that this is happening. Charwet injuries have been reported, although some countries don't keep national records of it. They know and have evidence that in some cases, healthcare workers are misusing safety belts. They also expressed their concern about medical waste management and disposal. This is due mainly to the vast amount of medical waste produced during the rubella and mass immunization campaigns. Seen in most countries, up to 54% of the total population has been vaccinated. And they recognize that in most cases, there is not sufficient infrastructure to deal with the large volume of contaminated medical waste. In conclusion, we can say, during rubella immunization campaigns in the Americas, the WHO injection safety policy has been successfully implemented. 36 countries use single-use injection equipment. The use of auto-disabled syringes and safety boxes is increasing. And during this campaign, some countries provide appropriate medical waste transfer, whether or not a waste recollection system was in place. Acceptable waste treatment methods were used. The availability of the necessary equipment and supply has guaranteed the use of a sterile device and appropriate safety box. However, it is vital to improve the final disposal of waste produced by the EPI program.